Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast where we play in the key of G for Jesus.
G for Jesus, always, but only if you're playing in G.
Right, correct.
Absolutely. I'm Cody.
I'm Tyler.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Bro. It's a beautiful day
today. It is a gorgeous day, and we are inside.
Yeah, we are. You know why? Because it's pretty, but it's hot.
Well, we got things to do.
We've been doing things. Making progress, mm-hmm. Making some dreams come true. Ours specifically.
Right.
Man, I just realized what, because we're talking about dreams.
Wow.
Well, hopefully the dreams we talk about today don't come true.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Because we are going to talk about dreams today.
Weird dreams, to be specific.
Weird dreams that we hope that never come true.
Mm-hmm.
We put out a prompt on our Instagram not too long ago asking, you know, what are some things that you would like for us to talk about?
Yeah.
And one of those things, hello, my watch just went off. So I haven't been text all day until now. We sit down to record. But one of those things that was suggested is, tell us about some crazy dreams you've had. Mm-hmm. And so me and Tyler put our heads together and we're like, okay.
That's exactly how that went.
That's verbatim how it went. So but we have to do that, but before we do, it's time for
word of the week. Dun, dun. Brother Cody, today's word of the week is for you. And if I'm not mistaken, you got the last one right, correct?
I did, awesome. Technically.
Right, yeah. I'm not expecting you to get this one right.
I also do not expect.
I expect your victory to be short-lived.
Maybe there's someone listening that's actually rooting for me and believes in me.
Yes, it is not me. this week's word of the week is Whiffler.
Oh, gosh.
There is absolutely nothing that would relate this to the meaning of the word. Sorry. It's the easiest one to pronounce.
Say the word again.
Whiffler.
Whiffler?
A noun.
Whiffler?
Whiffler. Whiffler.
So not...
Has nothing to do with taking a whiff of something, something.
Well, then, first of all, that's wrong.
There was a missed opportunity there.
There was definitely a missed opportunity. Okay, let me ask you this. Now, hear me out.
Okay.
Does it have anything to do with tree branches?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, I honestly, if you have no idea of what this is, I do not expect you to be able to guess what this is.
So the purpose of this, then, the way I see it, is not for me to get it right, because that's not going to happen.
No.
But instead, when it's revealed that I got it wrong, mm-hmm. there's going to be education taking
place.
Correct.
Because it's an easy, because we've been doing Word of the Week for a while now, and we've had some pretty difficult to pronounce words that I've had to look up prior to pronouncing them.
Whiffler.
And it's just been difficult to do, but this one's really easy.
Whiffler.
And are you going to give another guess?
I'm going to give one guess.
Go for it.
I do not have confidence in the guess.
Rightfully so.
I'm going to say, is a Whiffler a candle that is new but for some reason will not burn?
That is a good... Is that a thing?
Yeah. Sarah bought one the other day.
Oh.
It was a brand new candle, like one of those big one that has like 3 wicks in it.
Uh-huh.
And we lit it.
It wouldn't burn?
It would not burn, bro. Like it would just go out all 3 of the wicks. So she was pretty upset about that.
Yeah, I can imagine so. Nonetheless, that is incorrect.
Oh. What?
I'm shocked. Egad. A Whiffler, and doesn't have anything to do with wiffle ball either. I thought you might go that route.
With what?
Wiffle ball.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, there you go. It doesn't matter because it would have been wrong.
Okay.
Because a whiffler is someone who walks in front of you through a crowd.
Really?
Yes.
Whiffler.
Now, I don't know if that's in a positive or a negative sense, because you know how when you're walking through a crowd, there's that one friend that kind of leads the pack through.
Yeah.
Like the crowd and like your group of friends is like following in single file behind you. But then there's also that group of people, that crowd that you're trying to walk through, and there's like one slow person in front of you. So I don't know if it's a negative or a positive context.
I guess it depends on if you're in a hurry or not.
Well,
he's such a whiffler.
Say whiffler does sound kind of derogatory, yeah. But then you're also like Tyler, be our whiffler.
I could see it being more like Tyler, be our whiffler. And if it's a negative thing, it's like he's such a slow poke.
Right. Or like, what an inconvenience to my life.
You personally, do you value a whiffler or do you value someone who...
Typically, I am a whiffler.
Really?
I feel like if it's not me, it's you.
Well, see, the thing I was going to say is, like, if you are the whiffler, I'm usually the one that's, like, bringing up the rear. Like,
right.
I'm making sure everybody's good.
And see, and if you're the whiffler, I'm typically, like, right behind you.
Yeah. Like, and then whoever's behind us is just out of luck.
Right. They're just like, wait, you guys.
Right. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Now we know.
Now we know what whifflers are.
This one I feel like we can utilize in our day-to-day conversation.
So if you get a chance to do that, or if you see a whiffler today or tomorrow or the next day,
feel free to point that out.
Yeah, just feel, hey, that guy right there, he's a whiffler. What, really? How do you know?
That's because that's the whiffler from my dreams.
Yeah, I don't typically, oh, one of my dreams, it consists of me being a whiffler.
Oh.
We'll get into that later. And we will, because it's literally part of my dream. So,
good thing we covered this.
Huh?
I said, well, good thing we covered.
Yeah, you know, it works. It works. So you have, from what I understand, you have three different dreams.
I have three prominent ones. That's not to say that I won't remember more as we go on, but there are three prominent dreams that I remember pretty vividly.
Okay. So with you having three, you should go first.
Okay.
Because I only have two.
The first one that I remember was pretty scarring, actually. I don't want to say it was my first nightmare, but it was. It happened to be when I was a kid, and I remember waking up crying. Like, I was a kid, and
this happened yesterday,
right? And I remember, like, going to my parents' room and having to, like, be consoled.
Oh,
and I had my own room at the time, so, like, it was a pretty bad dream, and. I remember it happening at least three times as a kid.
The same dream?
Exact same dream.
Really?
It was terrifying. And I'm going to leave names out of it.
To protect the innocent.
Right. Well, I don't... Because, well, I low-key think it was kind of prophetic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and because what happened in the dream happened.
Oh, it did happen.
Yeah, but it was like symbolic.
I got you.
So
I got you.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave those out. But what happened was... It was super stormy, okay, and I'm on a beach. I don't know why. I don't know how I got there. I just see curtain rises on a beach. It's nighttime, stormy, waves are crashing really bad, lightning all around me, and I'm standing by myself.
Well, that's already scary enough.
Right, red flag number one.
Right.
Painting the scene, like, there's no pier or anything. I don't ever look behind me to see a city. Like, I don't know what specific beach, but I just see sand and really, really, really rough water. But off to the left, a little bit down, probably about half a mile away from me, is a lighthouse. Hmm. It is a striped lighthouse. It has red stripes going up it, and it's on. I do remember that. And I remember just observing and kind of being freaked out already as a kid, standing on a beach alone at night, like my heart rate is increased.
Yeah.
And I hear a scream. And for some reason in this dream, I can see clearly half a mile away, even though I can't see like 10 feet in front of my face in real life. But in this dream, I have eagle vision.
Well, you were a kid.
Right.
Your eyes were younger.
And it was a dream.
Yeah. And it was a dream. Don't forget about that.
But Betty Sue was at the top of this lighthouse, and I was seeing like just flashes of it because the lights were going on and off. Like the light was spinning, so like there would be parts where it would flash on Betty Sue and around or whatever. And I was like, that's not good.
No.
Because then I saw somebody dressed in all black, like coming at her with a knife.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, this isn't going to get graphic or anything, but it is kind of dark. I'm freaking out because I know Betty Sue.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. And then I start to head that direction. But then off in the distance, Billy Bob and Billy Joe are standing at the shore. And I'm like, what are you two doing out there? Like, get out of the shore.
And you also know these people, right?
Yes, correct. Okay. I'm just putting random names.
Got you.
Well, all of this is happening at once. So I'm freaking out. Out of nowhere, a huge wave like starts to hit against Billy Bob and Billy Joe. And like, it. Long story short, it washes them into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls them in there. I freak out. I start crying, boohooing. And then I'm like, okay, well, I can still get to Betty Sue. I start running. I start red flag number two.
Tyler's running.
Right.
No, things are going downhill fast. Right.
I start running towards the lighthouse, and of course, in a dream, it feels like the landscape starts to expand.
Yeah, it's getting further and further, further away. Yeah.
And I remember, like in dream sequence, I don't know if you've ever seen a dream portrayed in a movie or not, but like, or a nightmare portrayed in a movie, but all of a sudden you're like teleported.
Yeah.
To like, all of a sudden I'm like running, the landscape's getting further and further away. And then boom, I'm in there. And the person in black had stabbed Betty Sue and she was on the ground. I'm freaking out. And that person took off their whatever, their mask or whatever. And I knew them. Mm. And I was like,
oh no.
And then zoom in on Tyler's screaming face like a 90s sitcom. And boom, I'm awake. Horrible, horrible dream.
Good grief.
Like this whole time, like a hurricane is going on. Like there's, it's like bad wind, thunder and lightning, raining, heavy waves, nighttime, empty beach.
You had a horrible time.
It was not a good time. And to have that dream, the exact same dream happened three times, like as a kid, was like,
So a couple of questions. First of all, you had it three times. All three times, did you have to go and be consoled?
No, because I increasingly got older.
Okay.
Because it happened like when I was super young and boo-hooing my eyes out.
Gotcha.
Happened again, woke up just crying, but then I just cried to myself. Yeah. Happened again when I was a couple years older than that, and I was just like, I was really sad and sweaty, but I was like, what the world?
Yeah.
You know, because at that time it was, okay, third time's a charm. And then at that point I was at the age of accountability. So I was, that time I took it to prayer.
Right.
And that's when, you know, the Lord showed me
what it meant.
And I was like, oh, right. You know, well, I wish I would have known this when you showed it to me the first time.
Yeah. Back whenever it was going on. Oh. So second question, and not to make light of it, but you had the same dream. It's happened three times. There's a lot of water involved. At any point, did you ever wet the bed?
No.
Good.
I don't think I've ever wet the bed. Okay. Like, it's not at a recent time or anything like that. Like, I don't even remember wetting the bed as a kid. Maybe one time, like as a kid. I don't know. It's not a prominent memory. If I did, it wasn't because of that dream.
If you did, you've shut it out from your memory.
Yes, I blocked it out. It wasn't, I didn't get in the water.
That's good.
They were, because I knew the waves were dangerous.
Yeah.
But the waves had came and grabbed Billy Bob and Billy Joe. So I was like, not going that way, even though I'm really sad and would like to, I just can't.
Just can't.
Yeah.
I understand
that. So that was it for me. Man, it was bad.
Yeah.
Sorry to start the podcast off this way.
Well, let's see if I can take it in a slightly different direction for this one. So you remember a lot more about this dream, but you had it three times, and your dream was from the Lord.
Yeah.
This one that I'm about to tell you was not. This was like pizza induced or something like that. And this happened literally like last week or the week before.
I'm so excited.
So I don't remember all the details that led up to this moment, but I can tell you about the moment.
Oh, good.
There comes a moment in this dream where your boy is Mowgli from the Jungle Book.
Red flag number one.
Just think of Mowgli as you know him. And that's me in this dream. Just, yeah. And I'm walking through the jungle, and I'm just being Mowgli.
just being Mowgli, doing my thing.
I'm just doing my thing, being Mowgli. And as I'm walking through the jungle, I make a decision that I'm no longer going to be taking the route that I'm taking. I make the decision that, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do that. And I don't know what that is. I don't know what I've decided to do, but I decided to do it. Well, as I change course and I start going to do this thing, the animals, the ones that you know, the ones that you love from the Jungle Book, they start to gather behind me. And I'm like walking as they kind of fall in
line. So not the Lion King.
No.
Okay.
This is the Jungle Book specifically, which is so weird. So I'm walking, I become the thing that was the word of the week. I can't remember. Whiffler.
Whiffler.
I become a whiffler to these animals. And that's, this is weird enough, but what it gets weirder. Because the animals start singing, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
Like, Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
Okay, and specifically, you know that video we've watched like a million times of Eddie James in the upper room?
Ooh,
and yes. It's like him and his team. It was that audio. Of them singing, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. You know,
that's intense.
Yeah, it was that specific audio from that video, but it was coming from the animals that were following me. And I did know one thing. This was clear. They were not singing to me, like calling me the Holy Spirit.
Of course, yeah.
They were just letting the Lord know, you're welcome here.
Now, were you singing with them?
I was not. Which is very interesting
to
me.
Well, see, now that we're talking about that, might have been from the Lord, because he said, if you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out.
Well, these were baboons.
Oh, and, never mind.
And jaguars and Bagheera. Baloo was singing.
Praise the Lord.
I know. And so,
Brother Baloo.
Yeah, it was just a weird time in my life.
Wow.
And I woke up and I was like, well, I was like, first of all, I love that song, especially that version.
Oh, yes, Eddie that version is so good, y'all.
It was just a weird time in my life. I hope to never have the dream again. I don't think it...
See, I feel like I would enjoy that.
No.
I probably would have joined in, though. Or I would either critique the animals. Like, you need to get on your part.
Oh,
okay,
and,
orangutan.
Right. And specifically... thank you for that. And the... Tyler dropped something. So
sorry.
That's okay. The view that where I'm seeing... is as if I were...
Here's how I imagined it before you tell me, because I want to see if I'm right.
Okay.
I imagined it as the scene from The Lion King when they're walking in a line, not on the log, but like when the camera's like at a diagonal angle from them, and like you could see Simba and then Pumbaa and then Timon or whatever, or vice, however the order is.
No, you're right.
From that angle. Is that how that was?
No.
Oh,
the angle. The angle is picture the camera in front of us, going in reverse as we walk forward.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How weird.
So I'm seeing me.
All this.
And I'm seeing the animals who are like, I can see them all like falling in as they're falling in.
It was, as you mentioned, it was the Eddie James version of Holy Spirit when he was in the upper room. Now, what, who had the Eddie James voice?
Bagheera. He did.
I could see that.
He did. Because he was like right up there by
now
me.
That's the panther, right?
Yeah, that's the panther.
I could definitely see that. That's funny.
And it was just a weird time in my life, bro. Very, very strange occurrence.
So I feel bad because my dreams, I only remember one kind of lighthearted one, but the other one I remember vividly from my childhood is not a happy one either.
I mean, hey, we're just
they're weird dreams. I mean, this one was really weird.
Well, we weren't asked for happy dreams.
That's true.
We were asked, what are some of the weirdest dreams that we've had?
Well, this one was strange because I should have been more freaked out than I was. Again, this one, I don't remember all the details leading up to this one. I don't remember this one as vividly. I just remember one specific scene vividly. And that being a volcano exploded. And me and my immediate family at the time were in a car. I was in the back right seat. My sister was beside me. Parents were in the front seat. And we're driving. We're driving in a white, I think, Honda. And for some reason, I remember us driving. And then I remember it getting dark and cloudy. Like, I don't know if you've seen a volcano portrayed in any movie or TV or anything like that. But like the sky gets, you know, cloudy and stuff from the ash, volcanic ash. And soot starts to fall. And all of that begins to fall kind of like a volcanic rain. And it's just, I think they call it a black snow. It's kind of like a black snow almost.
Yeah.
And then I remember it getting more and more progressively red.
Oh.
Because like the light of the lava, you know? So we're driving on this road, we're driving over a bridge, and I remember at the time in my age not knowing what's happening, what's going on. I just remember us driving. And then all of a sudden, we're driving upward on a hill, but this hill is going around the volcano. for some reason. Like this, it's like the road is curving around the volcano, and I'm like, why are we going this way? But so there's like lava going down the side of the mountain, and I see like exploding rocks and stuff flying over our car. And like, I remember feeling the heat of the lava in the car. Like, I don't know if I may have been sick and it may have been like a fever dream.
Yeah, it could have been.
Like, I don't know, but I was super hot. I felt the lava around us. It got on the road. I saw like behind us, bridges started to collapse. Road, like people were falling off, like not people, but like cars were falling off the road and stuff. And I don't remember us getting hit or anything like that. I think I woke up before that, but it was just freaky.
What a strange time.
I know. Like the fact that I remember the car where I was sitting, and I remember, I see it in my head, like the camera. It goes switches back and the camera, the view switches back and forth from like a close up.
The cameraman that was also with you,
the one that was responsible for shooting my dream with the camera, and he said, the view was I could see me up like it was up close, like it would be up close of me, but then also like first person, like I could see looking out the window and inside the car and stuff, but also I could see myself and like I could see outside the car and around the volcano. Like I just saw it, like us driving up and around it as if we were heading to the top of the volcano for some reason. Don't know. It makes me sad to think about.
Bro, you got some weird dreams going on.
I don't know. Well, like I also think about it because I think about what if I'm ever in that situation, because
that situation is relatively avoidable.
Well, not necessarily, because apparently Yellowstone volcano is like super overdue to erupt.
You planning on going to Yellowstone?
No, but apparently if it erupts, it could cover most of the United States.
We'll see.
Well, because it's apparently so overdue to erupt, and for an eruption to happen right now, it would be super dramatic. Now, I don't know if it would actually cover most of the United States or just most of like the left side of the West.
That'll probably happen after our Christ returns.
I thought about that. I was like, what if he uses like volcanoes? Because, the fire. Anyway, but
I'm sure it'll just, if nothing else, just be a byproduct of.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like,
Well, they said the slightest tectonic shift could cause it to erupt. So it's like, I think about that. I'm like, what would I do? And how it, because, lava is relatively slow. Like, it's not like.
Oh, yeah.
Super fast, but then it's still lava,
You don't want to fall into it, but you can outrun it.
Yeah.
And I also don't want it to explode and be like raining over my head.
I have confidence that we could outrun it, brother.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, and you best believe I'm going to try. I'm not going to stand there and be like, well, there's no use.
Right. That's one thing. But that's one thing about Hawaii, though. Because, with Yellowstone, they have the volcanoes up there. But there's all of America you can use to get away. away from that. Hawaii, if a volcano explodes there, where are you going to go?
I'll hit the ocean.
There's volcanoes under the ocean.
That's fine. When the lava hits the ocean, hits the water, it immediately blackens and becomes like
a rock.
Yeah, and it just kind of it doesn't go up. So the water, you don't want to be there because I'm sure the water gets pretty hot.
Relatively hot.
Yeah. So I'm going to do what I have to do to stay away.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But
it would just be a lot more inconvenient to be in Hawaii.
For sure. Explodes. Well, and it's like I've actually thought about it before.
That's why I don't go to
one of the, one of my reasons for not really wanting to go is, yo fam, there's a lot of volcanoes there.
Yeah.
And I just don't, I'm not a fan.
That's the only reason I don't go. Not money or
anything else. There's no other reason.
No other reason at all.
Only volcanoes.
Well, bro, what about you? What about your other dream?
This one here is a little more.
My last one's chill.
So. Okay, well, this one here is a little more serious than my first one. But it's not like, it's still, you'll see.
Yeah.
So there's someone we know. There's actually several families right now that we know who have been affected by COVID-19, unfortunately. And I was with a group of people, and I was in like a chaperoning role. I'm sort of responsible for these people who are here, and we're in a restaurant. which makes sense for Praise a dream of Cody.
Right.
So we're all in a restaurant. It's like this big open room, but like you can tell that social distancing is still in effect.
Yeah.
Everyone is like at every Ooh. Other table, yeah. only four people at a table, and all the stuff that we've unfortunately gotten used to at this point. So we're all there. We're all having a nice time as far as I know. And I go to the door for people to, you know, I'm sort of making sure that everybody's making their way out. Well, as they're making their way out, this person that I know, who right now, as we're recording, has the virus,
yeah,
walks past me. And I was like, hey, and I'm not going to say their name.
Of course.
But I was like, hey, hold up. I said, what are you doing? I said, what are you doing? Like, I'm here. I'm like, yeah, but you literally have the virus. Like, why are you here?
Be gone.
And they said, well, I don't even feel bad. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Get out!
And so then in the dream, I go into just freak out mode. I'm like,
oh gosh.
I'm like, think about it. I now know.
Defined freak out mode.
Like, you know how I said I disclosed recently in an episode that I feel like I have to protect basically everyone that I'm around?
Yeah.
Well, me in a situation where I know for a fact everyone in this building was just exposed to COVID-19.
Yeah.
I go into this mode of, okay, you isolate over here.
Right.
All of you call your parents because I got to go in here and let everybody know that they've been exposed. And on top of that, your boy has been exposed.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that was notable for the dream is for whatever reason, Sarah was not there. And that comes into play here momentarily. I'm scrambling and I'm trying to like help everybody, like let the word get out. Hey, y'all sanitize this place, you know, do whatever you got to do. We've all been exposed.
Yeah.
I leave the group and I get into my own vehicle and I immediately call Sarah. She answers the phone. She's like, hello. I'm like, hey, so-and-so was here and I know for a fact they have the virus. And she knew about it. So she was like, yeah, why were they there? I was like, I don't know. I said, but I've been exposed and I can't come home. I'm not bringing this to you.
Yeah.
I said, but the problem is I don't know where to go. I have nowhere to go.
Right.
I'm apparently we were like away from home. Like, so I couldn't just go.
I imagine you being in Gulfport at Tony's.
Well, this was like further away from home.
Oh,
this
really?
Was like, this is like I'm hours away from home. And,
oh,
I have and I have nowhere to go. Like that, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't just go borrow someone's house who's also not
home.
Like, hey, Tyler's going for the week. Go to his house. No, I can't do that. Not that I would.
Anyway. You would be welcome to, but I don't know of a situation when I would be gone for a week.
Yeah, well, okay.
For a week.
You could have been gone for this week.
Could have,
but
I'm poor.
Same. So anyway, I'm now freaking out that am I going to begin to experience symptoms?
Yeah.
I know that I'm going into a situation where I have to be out of work for 2 weeks at least.
Yeah.
Hopefully only 2 weeks.
Right.
I know that I'm not going to allow myself to get into Sarah's presence because I don't want her to be exposed to it. There's just a lot I had going on, and I was freaking out.
Yeah, there's no way.
Driving. And so then, thankfully, I woke up. But man, it was just a stressful time.
But you talking about relief,
like to wake up and realize, oh my goodness, it was only a dream. Like that was a very, very, very good feeling.
Yeah, I've definitely had a couple of those. My last one in particular, it was not like as serious as that, but I was definitely relieved to be awake.
Oh, good.
But as far as yours goes, like, were the kids or whoever was with you, were they also, like, they couldn't go back to their families, I'm assuming. So I'm assuming they were telling their parents, like, sorry, homies.
Well,
I'm a hobo now.
No, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, dude. At that point, it wasn't my problem anymore. I was a bad chaperone because I told them, because from what I, apparently, I knew that we all came on a bus, but, like, they were reliant on the bus driver to get home, whereas I had my own vehicle.
And
I like
very Cody thing to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, exactly. And so I imagine I told
y'all figure
them,
out what you got to do from here.
Right, because now it's done got real. Now it's like safety. So y'all are good. Y'all are with the bus driver.
the stranger, the
yeah,
bus driver.
So it's like now I got to go take care of me and mine.
Right.
Because then, of course, I
have to go live off the land.
Well, you know how I get. Like at that moment, yeah. Now it's about, well, now this could affect Sarah, so that yeah. means all bets are off. I can't have her like exposed.
Yeah.
So I had to figure that out. But thank God, it was okay.
It was only a dream.
Yes, Lord. A bad dream.
Yeah.
A weird, strange, very unfortunate dream.
So mine, my last dream, I remember walking into the church, and it was probably early, around 3:30 or 4, you know, for practice or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just super quiet, and it was super dark, but there was like 5 or 6 people in there, and I was seeing different people go by. I was seeing different people as I was walking on my way to the platform. I feel like I'll come up with fake names. That way nobody gets offended or anything like that.
Let's call them Iron and Chair.
Okay. Iron and Chair were talking and chilling, and they were putting on plastic shoes. Plastic, translucent shoes. So clear plastic.
Not glass slippers.
Not glass. It was plastic, and it was more so, it wasn't even plastic, like hard plastic. It was like raincoat material.
Oh.
Don't know why, but it was being zipped up. For some reason, zip up raincoat material, clear shoes.
That's weird enough.
While they're wearing their church clothes, but putting on these shoes. Don't know. I'm assuming this one was not prophetic.
let's hope not. Let's hope not.
Then I'm driving through there, and I see another person with like a pink umbrella. Just a bright pink umbrella. Like the place is dark. They have a bright pink umbrella. They're chilling.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. I guess it was something about rain. I don't know. Then I go up to the platform, and just the strangest, not the strangest people, but just people you wouldn't expect to see up there were up there. And then we all started singing a weird song that I didn't think anybody knew but me. from like early 2000s church music that, you know, nobody does in church now.
It could be anything.
Right. And so I think it was something from an old Gateway album, probably. So I was like, okay, cool, you know, but it was just very strange. I think there was a monkey somewhere in the mix. I remember waking up and writing it down and talking to Sarah about it. But I just tried to look for it through my notes and I couldn't find it, but it was a very strange time indeed. And the lights were still dark during this entire time.
Oh
yeah.
And there was a monkey involved.
There was a monkey involved. And I remember seeing a flash of brown fur.
So it was like a fast monkey.
Probably.
apparently.
I mean, I'm also not observant.
depends.
Yeah.
I could understand. Like in real life, if there was a monkey,
oh, I would.
You probably would, you would observe the monkey,
right?
You would be able to tweet.
I was also like, clear shoes. What? Like clear raincoat shoes.
The monkey's not what's weird here. We got to talk about what are those?
What are those? These are my raincoat shoes.
These are my plastic shoes. My favorites.
I remember bits and pieces from other dreams, just like, but for me, my dreams are always like, it consists of daily life activities, but with like a weird twist.
Yeah.
And whether it be like, I'm purchasing something at a grocery store that like doesn't exist anywhere, or like, yeah, I'm going to work, but like everywhere around me is ocean.
Oh, kind gosh. Of
thing. I don't know. It's a very strange time in Tyler Land.
Sometimes, like I've spoken to people who they say they don't dream. Now
that's happened to me a couple times.
Well, who knows? Ultimately, at the end of the day,
right?
But what I've read is everyone does dream.
Don't now, they like forget it like the second you
immediately
they wake up,
forget it?
That yeah, I've read that too.
So I don't know. I mean, how can you know that?
Unless you're a woman, and then you get mad because of what happened. Tyler said
that, not me.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You can tweet him.
Do not put down your torches and pitchforks.
His Twitter is in the description. You can find him on Twitter at that Tyler Reyes.
No, thank you. I was totally kidding.
No, I know what you're saying.
But I have experienced that. I've had someone of the female persuasion be mad at me for a dream that they had.
Yeah, that's dumb. This is Cody saying that.
So I mean, they weren't like legitimately like angry, but they were like, I had the dream that this happened and I woke up so mad at you. And I was like, oh,
well, see, that's different though. If
they weren't like legitimately like if angry you, with
well,
me.
But I've heard stories of people experiencing said things. And it's like, if you wake up and you're still like residually mad from the dream.
Yeah.
Then you realize, oh, it was a dream and get over it. That's fine. Yeah. That means you're human. But if you carry that anger into the real world, and you actually have that anger against, that means that you're not smart. And that's just my opinion. So
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you aware of what lucid dreaming is?
Yes, and I have experienced it.
You have?
I have.
Tell me about that.
You've not experienced it?
I think I've experienced it once.
Okay. So
but it wasn't in as great as detail as I want it to be.
Okay. So for me...
First explain what lucid dreaming is for those who don't know.
Lucid dreaming is when you are having a dream, and while you're having the dream, you realize that you're dreaming and you take control.
And you can do anything.
You can literally, if you can dream it, you can do it. It's like Build-A-Bear up in here. So, I mean.
Is that what you did with your dream? Did you build a bear?
I was going to get to that. No, that's not what I did. So. It's been years since it happened. I appreciate you laughing at my joke because that made me feel good. It's been years, but here's what I did. So I have the dream. I was having the dream. I get into this big open space, and I realize that I'm dreaming. And I was like, cool. Why am I not waking up? Because, you know, you realize you're dreaming, and usually you're like, oh, you know, you wake up. They call it... some people call it like a kick, like where you wake up like that. I'm like, that's not happening. I'm still dreaming. Am I dead? First of all, like, am I dead? But then I realized I'm just dreaming. You got to try to fly.
Oh, of course.
Were you
able to?
I did, and I learned some things.
Such as?
It's not as great as you think it would be.
According to your dream.
Right. According to the dream. Because I was like, I felt, like, here's how I felt. I'm flying, but I still feel the weight of me
of gravity
being pulled down. So it's like, I'm flying.
I could see that.
I'm flying, but it's like,
you're having to work.
Yeah, I feel resistance. I feel like,
yeah,
I want to go back down because of the pull that I feel. So that was not great. And I did a few other things. I mean, like you try to, I wonder if I can make fire shoot out of my hand, because I was a younger man.
Right.
But the first thing
I would do that to this day.
Well, yeah.
But I got.
Let it go. Ice. But yeah, I did that. And I eventually woke up and I was like, I was surprised. I didn't learn until after that it was like a thing.
Yeah, there's books on how to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it can be a learned behavior.
Yeah. I don't know if I would invest that much into it because I kind of like the unpredictability
my dreams. I think just based off of the limited looking into it that I have done, I think it can get unhealthy really fast.
I believe that.
I think you can kind of get into some spaces mentally and perhaps even spiritually where you probably don't need to go there.
I agree with
but
that.
But if it just happens, then enjoy
for
it.
For me,
you know?
If, like it's happened one time before, like just while I was dreaming, but I've felt something now that we're talking about is something kind of similar that's happened would be if I wake up for some reason. And I'm like in the middle of a dream, but I am determined because usually when I wake up, I'm up. But if it's 1 a.m., your boy is shutting his eyes immediately.
For at least 2 more hours.
Right, at least. And sometimes I can kind of like pick up on that dream where I left off, but I'm aware like I was just awake. So I'm like, I'm dreaming. So I kind of have like a little bit of influence over it. Like I'm a little bit more conscious, but I'm still asleep. Because I think about it and I'm like, then I wake up and I'm like, wow, it felt like I was awake, but I wasn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was just asleep because a second ago it was like 1 a.m. Now it's 5:30. So obviously I was asleep during that time, but I was just more conscious. But I wasn't conscious enough to actually be able to do much of anything.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's very strange to explain, but it's like I'm aware that I'm dreaming, but I'm kind of trapped in the scenario.
You can't really. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So there, I have something similar that's happened to me. Now this has happened. I don't know if there's a term for it.
Uh-huh.
This has happened many times.
I'm sure there is. It's probably some kind of mental disorder or something.
It's actually conditioned, right, diagnosable. And here we are just experiencing it over and over. No, I've had this happen several times where usually, unfortunately, there's something bad happening in the dream.
Yeah.
And it's like I'll have this moment where it's happening, but I realize, oh, it's only a dream.
Yeah.
And it continues to happen.
Same.
But I'm like,
chill.
But it's okay because it's only a dream.
I've experienced
but
that.
But I can't control it. Is that right. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. It's literally the same
thing.
Like
you're trapped in that scenario, like watching it happen.
But it's like you go from being fearful if it is like something scary to like, oh, like, okay, it's here fine. We go. It's only a dream.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to watch. I'm like, at this point, I'm basically watching a movie.
I think what might happen is like, because in the dream at first, like my heart rate will increase and I feel my body getting hotter. I wake up like, I could just like breathe or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I'll close my eyes. And if I get back into that state, I'm chill, but I'm still in the same thing. And I can feel, I can low key kind of feel my body cooling off and I wake up and I'm good. But it's like, I'll wake up and I'm like, I'll feel the difference between the two dreams. I don't know. It's weird to explain, but it happens.
Have you ever had you're having a dream and then you wake up, maybe you gotta go to the bathroom and get some water or whatever you're doing. Then you go back to sleep and resume the dream. That can either be good or be bad.
Really?
Yeah, because I've had some dreams where like it's been like a horrible dream and I wake up and I'm like, oh, thank God.
Typically part two for me is like chill.
No, it's usually like I think what happens is because they say that you typically dream of what you're thinking about whenever you fall asleep.
Yeah.
I think what happens is you wake up, you remember and realize, man, that was a terrible dream. I'm glad that's over.
Yeah.
And you go back to sleep with it still on your mind. So you kind of like jump back
that
into
makes
it.
Sense.
That's just my theory. I don't know if that's how it works.
We're scientists. But I agree with that. I feel like that makes the most sense because if I'm thinking about, I found myself thinking about something before bed and I'll dream about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why?
But have you ever done that or tried that intentionally?
I think once or twice, and I think it might have worked, but it wasn't anything significant for me to remember to great detail. It may have been about food or a movie.
it was probably most likely about food or a movie.
It will, because I used to watch movies a lot before I go to bed, like just and just go through those. So I would have dreams about those movies or something, or dreams about situations in those movies, and so I would realize that would play effect on my dreams. I'm like,
Well, let me ask you this. Just hypothetically speaking, if you could guaranteed tonight you're going to go home, you're going to go to sleep, and you will have a lucid dream, what would you want to do?
You know what? I'm not sure because I'm pretty content right now.
I understand. And it's not saying... I'm discontent. It's just like, okay.
Well, right, of course. But I mean, like I say that and like I haven't found myself wanting to be in a different area. Like there was like, you know, the typical answer would be like, wow, I would be a billionaire for singing or something like that. You know what I mean? But like, then what? Like I already sing. I just get a lot of money.
Well, the key bit of information in it for me personally is I'm doing this knowing that it's only a dream. It's not going to impact my actual life at all. And I'm only going to be doing this while I'm here. With that being said.
Crime.
No.
No, I would.
Break the law.
Right.
Crime.
Criminal speeding.
Criminal speeding. No, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, dude. I'm immediately giving myself just all the money. Because me and Sarah were talking about it last night. Just things we would do if we had like extravagant amounts of money.
Oh no!
Because those
conversations make me sad.
Well, the reason it didn't necessarily make me sad is because one thing that I learned about myself, I guess I knew this, but I proved it to myself. I'm perfectly content with this lifestyle.
Same.
It would just be nice to have like all this money.
To be comfortable and to be able to do whatever.
To be able to do whatever, but then to bless other people.
Yeah.
Like that would be so fun to be like, hey,
I
fam.
I would love that.
Like you go to a restaurant and to leave someone like a $300 tip.
Man.
That would be like, that's goals.
Right.
You know, because
for sure.
Because when your income gets to a certain percentage, like that $300 could be literally like $3 to someone with enough money.
Yeah.
So it's
not me.
Well, same. Thus, my not leaving $300 tips.
But I feel like as far as a dream goes, I would probably do what you did and like intentionally fly, you know, try to shoot stuff out of my hands, you know, parkour maybe. Like, that's probably the extent of my lucid dreaming.
And that's so funny to me, because as someone who is so experiment-minded, I can't believe
that. Well, I can't go shoot things out of my hands.
No, but I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. Now, in this dream, there are no limitations. But yet, all you want to do is fly and shoot things out of your hands. You don't want to go try the great food of Paris or whatever.
Well, I think because that's, like... I think my mindset behind that is because I know it's a dream and I know it wouldn't be accurate. It wouldn't be an accurate representation of that activity, especially if I hadn't taken in it already. Like,
I guess.
Like, cause I can't imagine, I can't dream about what free soloing is like because I've never done it. I can only do it based off the information that I have. But that lucid dreaming aspect of it won't be an accurate representation because I haven't experienced it. I personally, my theory is that I feel like a dream can't replicate an experience that I haven't already had. You know what I mean? Like, I can't create the feeling of this, that, and the other if I hadn't experienced that. Like, I can't imagine what it's like to,
well, I mean, what, well, I flew. But I've never flown before. But
have you ridden with a car window down? Like, yeah. You feel the wind.
I had to do that today.
Right. And so I feel like your senses would recreate that wind going through your hair. And you've seen movies and TV and stuff. And you've seen the people. And like, but you've also jumped. So you know what it's like for gravity to hold you. Right. The great trimmer.
Right. Right.
But I'm saying,
put that on a shirt, the great trimmer of 03, and just that, and a picture of me jumping.
Stop it. But you feel what it's like for gravity to pull against you. So with the knowledge that you have and the assumptions that you're making based off of what you know about flying as a person, you recreated an experience that you may not know is accurate or not because you can't fly.
And this is why we can't have nice things, because Tyler literally won't do a lucid dream because, well, it won't be the real thing. So why even bother?
Well, I don't.
I want to go to sleep. I want to realize that I'm dreaming, snap my fingers, and have all of my armored trucks pull up with all this money.
Oh yeah.
And then I want to take bags of it, and I want to go into public places and be like, you get a bag, you get a bag, you get a bag.
I feel that.
All of you get a bag, and just experience, that'd be cool. Like, because you know what it feels like to be generous. Yeah,
that I definitely understand.
That's what I want to do. I want to know how it feels to just bless people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, just let's just do it. There's no limits.
Yeah.
Because I have all this money, you know, that'd be fun.
I feel like another thing, though, that would hinder me from doing, because like you mentioned, I am an adventurous person, but doing something like normal and adventurous, I wouldn't do in a lucid dream because I don't also want to overhype the experience. Like, I don't want to have a lucid dream.
You should never overhype things.
Stop it. Stop it. I mean, for myself. Overhyping for other people is different.
Is it?
Yes.
You'd rather us suffer.
I'd rather let your expectations down than my own. But like, if I imagine if I do a lucid dreaming for scuba diving and I have this scuba diving dream where I am just zipping through the water, swimming super fast, and I'm like, wow, this is super cool. I'm like a seal. And then
mighty walrus.
Right. And then I get into the water and I'm like barely moving because, you know, having to swim and stuff and the weight of my body. It might be a letdown because I'm like, well, this is not how I imagined it.
You know, going into the dream, like if you were to go to sleep tomorrow and have a dream about scuba diving, you already know that the zipping and all that is not going to happen because
yeah,
because of your experiences with water. Like,
that's an example, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get into any kind of situation like that.
What you're saying is you're no fun.
Basically, in my dreams.
Oh, good. You're way more fun in real life in than real you are life, in your dreams.
Ironically.
That makes sense, no, I guess.
No, not really.
Not really.
I mean, in the moment, I may try to do something, but I'm not going to be like, I want to try. You know what? Actually, I take that back. There's something I have wanted to do that I feel like the only way for it to happen would it either be to happen in a dream or something God-given. Because it's not really, it's something, kind of, I don't know. I want to see a color that doesn't exist.
Hmm.
Like, it's just some new color. Like, that'd be cool. Just, I know there's limits, and scientifically it's not really possible. But yeah, that'd be cool for the Lord to be like, boom, here's this color no one's ever seen before.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure those probably exist in heaven.
Right.
Maybe.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess I'm gonna find out.
Yeah,
I'm doing my best to find out, friend.
That's, but I feel like that would be cool.
That's interesting. I guess it's just okay.
A color that doesn't exist. Well, I mean, I think that would be cool.
It would be. I would want to. I don't know. That's too. My brain doesn't go. It won't allow me to go there. Just like it doesn't exist. Like shut up. Doesn't exist.
No, I'm like. Like what combinations would it be? Would it be dark? Would it be light? Would it be glowing? Would it just be like a flash of light and then boom, I'm blind? Like
that would be less than ideal.
Yeah. And then I'm like looking at these, all these multicolored. I'm looking at things that have lots of color in it and have like the color spectrum on there. And I'm like looking in between the colors, like for a color.
Can't find
a glimpse of a color, but.
Oh, well. Well, I'm glad that you're okay after the dreams that you've had.
Same.
Because, you've had some doozies there, brother.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I've also had some weird ones, but I can't really remember them.
You know, sometimes, and I'm not someone who personally does this, but sometimes people fall asleep listening to music.
It's time.
It's time for Drop the Bop.
Today's, or this week's Drop the Bop,
is one that is very, very good. From what I've heard.
Yes. Same. It came out this year, and it is called More Than Amazing by Frankie Taylor, another UPCI artist.
Frankie Taylor.
Yes. It is very funky.
The eye contact that you made with me at that moment.
Straight face.
It is very funky. It's very, very good.
It's very good. It is definitely a bop. You guys should go check that out. That link for Apple Music and Spotify will be on our Instagram stories as well as in our highlight, should technology allow.
Hopefully it will. Usually it does.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Moving the Drop the Bop over to Instagram was a good idea.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. Great. So definitely go check that out. And while you're over there, give us a follow. We sometimes post to our personal accounts, but we frequently post to
the table account,
whether it be stories or grid posts or what have you. Bro, I've had a great time today.
Same.
Talking about dreams. I'm concerned for you, but that's okay. But as always, we thank you so much for listening. We hope you had a great time. If you did, please let us know by leaving us a review. Yes, share it with your friend. Don't forget about that. Leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts. And until next time,
be blessed.